Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to our Lord's Day service, the first Sunday of Advent, and we hope that the service is a blessing to you. For our announcements, you'll notice in your bulletin a poinsettia form. It has to be turned in today. Even if you don't have the money for the poinsettia, at least put your order form in today. You can place it in the offering plate or put it up in the secretary's office for our poinsettia orders. They will have to be called in tomorrow. And today, after church, we hope that you will join us for a wonderful time of fellowship. And we ask that if you are comfortable taking off your mask to eat, you certainly may do that. If not, please keep them on and maybe take some treats home with you. And Logan Mitterman will be taking orders for Kringles, and these will be delivered December 14th. This is orders for the Gibraltar School for one of their projects. So we ask if you would like to see Logan. Logan, raise your hand. He's one of our operators of our live stream service, and he would like to take your orders today. So please help him out. And then next week, on this Saturday, our Adventure is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll be making wreaths and wrapping candles and having a magnificent bake sale. So we hope that you will all come to that. And then at 5:45, the same evening on Saturday, Colin Welford will be performing a wonderful concert of Christmas hits. It's a short concert, less than an hour. And we hope that not only will you come, but that you will bring a friend, because we would love for this church to be filled on that particular Saturday evening so that we can all enjoy a bit of Christmas and invite our friends and neighbors to do the same. All the beautiful flowers that you see today are in loving memory of Eunice Rutherford. Let us turn our hearts to worship the Lord. To explain the first candle of Advent and then light the first candle.
Today is the first Sunday of Advent. Advent means coming, and in this season we prepare for the coming of Christ. One of the ways we prepare for his coming is by making an Advent wreath and lighting its candles to remind us of the gifts Christ brings to the world. The light from the candles, which grow stronger each Sunday in Advent, reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world. The first candle of Advent is the candle of hope. Hope is like a light shining in a dark place.
A candle is burning, a flame warm and bright, a candle of hope in December's dark night. While angels sing blessings from heaven's starry sky, our hearts we prepare now, for Jesus is nigh.
Would you stand with me as we sing our opening hymn, number 271, and then remain standing as we pray together the liturgy for Advent found on page 49. Voice or choir, we will all be singing.
Shout for joy, you heavens. Rejoice, all the earth. The glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Rejoice greatly. Shout for joy. See, your King is coming to you. He is righteous and brings salvation.
Thank you.
We praise you, the Lord God of Israel. You came to the help of your people and have set them free.
You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, a descendant of your servant David.
You promised through your holy prophets long ago that you would save us from our enemies, from the power of all those who hate us.
You have shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and have remembered your holy covenant.
With a solemn oath to our ancestor Abraham, you promised to rescue us from our enemies and allow us to serve you without fear.
So that we might be holy and righteous before you all the days of our life.
By your tender mercy, you caused the bright dawn of salvation to rise on us.
To give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
The voice of the messenger echoes from the desert, calling us to prepare the way of the Lord and to make a straight path on which he may come. Let us confess our sins so that our crooked ways will be made straight and the rough ways smooth.
Gracious Lord Jesus, you come to us with the good news of salvation,
but too often we fail to notice. You come to us day by day, yet we close the doors of our hearts when it seems convenient to do things our own way. We ignore your presence and your leadership. We have failed to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. Forgive us, merciful Lord. May we live so the world will know that you have come. Amen.
Through John the Baptizer, we hear the Lord's promise, turn away from your sins, and God will forgive your sins. Eternal God, ruler of all ages, graciously you come to us in order that we might come to you through the merit of Jesus Christ, strengthened by the Holy Spirit.
Help us and all your children to respond to the call of your gospel with faith, love, and hope.
God of faith, you created humanity to serve and praise you, and even when we rebelled against you, you promised to send a Savior to redeem us from our sins.
Strengthen our faith in your saving work through Christ, as you chose the people of Israel to hear the promise of redemption through the prophets. May people today believe in your good will for all that you have made.
God of love, you fulfilled your promise of a Redeemer in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Grant us the gifts of the Holy Spirit that we may share your
God of hope, you comfort us through our Savior's promise to return in glory at the end of time.
As we await the coming
God of faith, love, and hope, to you and to you alone we pray.
For you are our God, the only God, forever and ever. Amen.
Now would you stand with me, hold your place in page 53, and turn to page 239, which is the Hosanna. Please stand, and this is the way we will sing antiphonally. The men start the first part, so you'll have the top line. The ladies answer on the second part. And then when we get to page 241, you'll notice two dots at the top of the line. That means sing it all over again to the end. So let us sing our Hosanna. Men, I want to hear you. Sing it out. And actually, Marcia, come on up here. I will start the men, and Marcia will start the women. And let us sing our Hosanna together.
You have kept the promise you made to our ancestors and have come to the help of your servant people.
You remembered to show mercy to Abraham and Sarah and to all their descendants forever.
We praise you, Lord. You are enthroned in glory, yet you came and continue to come for all who will receive you. We praise you, for you are good and your mercy endures forever.
To you be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
Old Testament scripture lesson is taken from the prophet Isaiah. The word that Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Our New Testament scripture lesson is Paul's letter to the Romans. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Our gospel lesson is taken from the book of Matthew. But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our bulletin backs are written by some of our local folks here in the church, and the one that was on today really cracked me up. It's entitled Surprise. I won't read the whole thing, but I'd like to summarize it. This woman was in her home. It was a hot, sticky day in August, and she was really cranky. And she saw a car coming into her driveway, a car with out-of-state plates, and she figured it was somebody who got lost, who doesn't know how to read directions and signs well. And when she opened the door, she said, "Can I help you?" And the person said, "Kath, it's Mac." And she said, "Mark?" She said, "No, Mac." And it was her college roommate from 39 years prior. And she sure wasn't expecting that wonderful surprise. And she writes this, "The second coming of Christ the King will be surprising too. You must be ready," Jesus warns us. Paul adds, "The night is far gone, the day is near. Put on the armor of light." Truth be told, the armor I wore that August day was rather tarnished. I hadn't descended into debauchery, decried by Paul, but I clearly needed to up my salvation game. Seeing Mac was like gazing at my younger, ebullient self, because that's what she still saw in me. We both now stood in skin toughened by life's inevitable bruises, but we hadn't yet succumbed. Surprises happen, we don't know when, but if you're prepared to embrace what they offer, they can be transformative. Have you been surprised by grace. Think about the prophet Isaiah when he gave his people a vision of the future, a vision that was far from their reality. No other nations were pouring into his little tiny Israel to worship God. They were pouring in all right, but it was to oppress them. Nobody was helping them. Nobody cared. All they wanted to do was take what Israel had, and whatever little wealth Israel had, whatever little agricultural products Israel had, the raiding nations would take. And so his little nation state struggled. And he told them that one day there would be a wonderful thing that would happen, that the mountain of the Lord's house would be the greatest mountain of all, and the nations would pour in to worship their God. And he said to his people, live into that reality. He said, O house of Jacob, come. Let us walk in the light of the Lord. The only way that this will become a reality, the only way we can be surprised by grace, is when we are walking in the light. So often we allow darkness to descend and we wrap ourselves in it like a garment. And yet Isaiah says we have to walk in the light. I think of that beautiful illustration. He said that at some point, nations will beat their swords into plowshares. And do you know at the United Nations, there's a magnificent statue of plowshares being beaten, swords being beaten into plowshares? And do you know who gifted that marvelous sculpture to the United Nations? It was Russia. And I know that there are people in Russia who are striving to walk in the light of the Lord in spite of the brutal regime. There are people in Ukraine that are striving to walk in the light of the Lord in spite of the war that is raging there. There are people in this country and all over the world that are walking in the light of the Lord. And it's awfully hard to do when darkness descends, but that is the challenge of our faith, to continue to walk, to continue to reflect the light, so that when a surprise comes, we can truly be surprised by grace and receive that grace. Paul says, let us lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Now, he tells that we have to live honorably and we shouldn't revel or be drunk or debauchery or licentiousness, but you also notice he adds something else in there that we all do. It's not the bad stuff, but he said, not also in quarreling and jealousy. Well, that hits us all almost every day. Do we want to be surprised by grace? I hope this week that you are surprised by grace. And then email me or call me or write me a note and tell me how you were surprised by grace. As we walk in the light, as we live aspirationally toward the light of God, even with darkness around, then we begin to reflect that same light. That's what we aspire to do. There will be darkness. It's all around us. There are wars raging. There's gun violence. There are so many things that can spiral us into darkness. And yet, in each and every generation, Isaiah's words echo, O house of Ephraim, walk in the light. Let us pray. Lord, I ask that the light would shine brightly in our hearts this season of Advent. And when we hear the news that distresses us on every side, help us to point our hearts and minds to that light, to reflect it, and to be a light in this world. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us continue to worship our Lord with the giving of our tithes and our offerings. Time of worship that we bring our praise reports and our prayer requests. We have a praise report. A few months back, I had asked for prayer for Natalia, who had a mom in Ukraine that she was trying to get out safely. And just this past week, she was able to get her mom out of Ukraine, out of the war zone. So we're so grateful to God, and we know that there are so many in harm's way there. We want to remember Melinda and Kathy and John as they mourn the loss of their mother, Eunice. We had a lovely service yesterday for her. We want to remember Eric, who is in hospice care. Maggie, who is a friend of our church, who is not doing well. She's in nursing care. And we want to remember the family of Mandy Hagman. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we are so grateful for the light that shines in darkness. We're so grateful for the small mercies that we see, We're so grateful for answered prayer. We're grateful that Natalia and her mother are safely out of Ukraine. We ask for that nation and for the people who are struggling so mightily that you would grant to them your peace. We ask that you would be with Melinda and Kathy and John as they mourn the loss of their mother, that you would grant to them your comfort. That you would be with Eric, that you grant to him your peace as he makes his final journey, that Maggie would know your strength, that the family of Mandy Hagman, as they gather for this tragic, sad occasion, that you would grant to them your mercy and peace beyond all understanding. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Go into the world with assurance, hope, and promise. The grace of Jesus rest upon you, the love of God embrace you, and the transforming power of the Holy Spirit help, strengthen, and surprise you this day and all your days. Amen.